Just be who you are. Be your naked heart. Feel your shining star. Shine far. I wish you could see the miracle of you, the person in front of me. I wish you could see. Oh, I wish you could see.
Back to Conscious Living Radio on Cooperative Station 102.7 FM. My name is Andrew Resman, and we are going to be talking now to Thomas Vieira, Australian, an author with his wife of a bestseller, Take Me to Truth, Undoing the Ego. Initiated by A Course in Miracles, their 17-year spiritual awakening journey led to at most total deconstruction of their lives and belief system before emerging from the process together. Their unique, dynamic family experience of learning the Course as a couple and then with their daughter is quite unprecedented. No amount of theory can hold a candle of experience. At mismatched lightness and laughter, these authors share profound dedication to learning and living the Course without one iota of compromise to its principles. And we're lucky to have Thomas online. Let me just make sure that we do. Thomas, can you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And Thomas, I invited a friend of mine, Susan Hand, who is a student and teacher, of course, for last, how many years, Susan?
About 25 years.
25 years. And the reason why I've invited Susan is because I felt our conversation could be that much deeper if we have two people who devoted their life to studying and teaching it, and me as a student only. So let's start with maybe telling our listeners a little bit more about how your path began.
Well, I think whatever the path is for most of us, it begins when you've had enough pain. That's certainly when ours began. It began after experiencing disillusionment and I guess asking the famous question, you know, the question that Helen asked before she began channeling A Course in Miracles, which is, you know, there's got to be a better way than this. And I think that's where it started, was that, you know, it was clear that whatever way we had in mind and whatever our will was to fix things, it didn't work. So it was then that we discovered the Course and then, of course, began working, you know, through the principles of A Course in Miracles and discovering love. And discovering for us what was wonderful was to discover that at the practical experiential level that it's all about trust. It's all about us handing over our personal individual will over to the divine and to learn amazingly that we actually don't trust that process for most of us. And for most part, we don't trust it. We might trust it for a few of the little things, but to truly hand over our life, that's a big one. And that's what we discovered. And so Take Me to Truth, our book, was spends a lot of time on the six stages of the development of trust.
What are the stages?
Well, the six stages are actually, I thought it was quite funny in that when you look at the Course there, they're only outlined over two pages, and those two pages are in the manual for teachers, which is really interesting, because it's like, well, and I can see it now, because if you had it right up the front, like, here is a roadmap, what can happen is that the ego, of course, can grab it and say, look at me, you know, I'm in stage this, or I'm in stage that, whereas this is just presented as, well, you know, if you're going to do this waken up thing and the awakening and so on, then, you know, these are some of the things you're going to go through. And I like the way that's done. And it wasn't until, if you like, after the event of our learning trust and letting go and so on, that in reflection, looking back and then reading it, then realizing, aha, my goodness, this darn thing is a roadmap. And so these six stages, you know, the first stage is categorized as the stage ones, the undoing. You know, this is where we have that collision. This is the point where, for people, it might be, you know, loss of a relationship or, you know, at this present time, loss of a job for some people. You know, it's something where we and all our plans suddenly hit a wall. And then it's like, uh-oh, and a crack starts to appear. And we actually might be at a stage in our life where we're prepared to actually look for another way. And what most of us do, unfortunately, is try and put Humpty Dumpty back together again, of course, right? And reassemble everything, as it were, but with more of this world's protections, you know? And that's the way the ego works, you know? Get more insurance or learn from that mistake in that relationship. Something was wrong there, you know? It's always something's wrong. And but if we actually have the courage to not fix Humpty Dumpty, not try to put it together again, and just allow ourselves to sit there, because that's the hardest thing to do. Because, of course, the ego, the way it works, is it's all about doing, it's all about fixing, it's all about what's out there, not what's inside. But if we have the guts to hang around, then you know, we can move to stage two, which is the sorting out stage. Unfortunately, what we learn in stage two is that, to begin with, is that none of our sorting out means anything and that we're hopeless at it. So we discover that along the way. And this is then where we learn trust, which is that if we again have the courage, we'd actually look at our scenarios up to this point and say, my sorting out has led to nothing more than more chaos. So maybe this sorting out should be done by handing it over to the Holy Spirit, to the universal inspiration, to that part of us which knows. And if we do that, then what happens next is that up pop all of our values, our beliefs, our patterns, etc., for reinterpretation. I mean, that's what the Course in Miracles is about, reinterpreting, about re-looking, and the miracle of it, Course in Miracles, is the miracle of the reinterpretation, where we allow whatever we thought of ourselves, others, situations, life, to be reinterpreted by one who knows, the universal inspiration, which, of course, is within us. This is not some power outside of us. But if we actually allow this process, and again, the key word there, allowing and surrendering this process, then what happens is that the teacher within will highlight the areas where we need to let go of the one and only block, which is the ego. And unfortunately, for most of us, we look at it and we go, that looks like suffering, loss, and sacrifice. I'm not going there. Let's rebuild Humpty Dumpty. But again, if we have the courage, and this is why it's called the development of trust, if we have the courage to actually allow what seems to be lost, and it only seems to be lost because the ego's looking at it with its eyes rather than our true eyes, if you like, if we actually allow that to happen, well, then we'll move to stage three, which is the relinquishment. Now, the minute the ego hears that, it says, see, I told you, there's loss here. Mm-hmm. There's going to be loss and sacrifice. Instead, what actually happens and occurs is that we discover that all that happened is that what's left behind was never valuable. we thought it was. And it isn't until we move through that period of trust, through the period of unknowing, through the period of allowing, that our internal teacher takes us to that place of safety, that place within where we connect with the oneness that we are. And then we go, hey, this feels good. I've never experienced this before. What's going on here? And we find that what we've left behind in that transition has been nothing but the dysfunction of ourselves, the big, dirty, big hole that we all think we have, that deep sense of having to do and get and deserve. All of these things, you know, begin to trail away and get left behind. And, you know, this isn't usually a 1-2-3 step that we'll do once. It's usually, for most of us, in our experience of the people that we've met, a process over a number of issues. But what happens is that with each issue that you confront, you start to develop trust. You recognize, well, do I want pain and my own way of doing things, or am I prepared to surrender knowing that I get peace at the end of this and it all works out much better than I ever thought? And after a while, we start developing that more and more. And as we do then, we move to stage four, which is a period of settling down, where we consolidate our learning. And and of course, the ego is still present, so you know it's likely to pipe up and say, look how wonderful I am. Look at what I've done. And so what happens next is that we go into stage five, which is a very unsettling period, especially unsettling because the ego's just finished proclaiming how wonderful it was, right? And that it's got all the answers and it's got it all figured out. And then suddenly it seems as if we're in the darkness again. And this period, as described in the Course, can be a long, long time because, again, there's still the ego wanting to do it its way and still trying to impose the illusion of what it is on us. But if we stick at this, then that's where we can arrive at the stage six, where really we can start to live, as in truly live, as in what A Course in Miracles might describe as the happy dream, where it is heaven on earth, if you like. And it doesn't mean that, you know, everything's just wonderful and you snap your fingers and it all works. But what it does mean is that you've learned to trust with the Holy Spirit to make sure that you make no decisions by yourself. And because you make no decisions by yourself, at this point, whatever happens outside of yourself no longer has the kind of pull on you. Because as Jesus taught us, yeah, you want to be in the world? Fine, be in the world, but don't be of it. And that's what it's about. It's about getting to that place, the happy dream, where you're not of it. You're not attached to this anymore. Your happiness lies within, and nothing outside of you can make you happy or unhappy. And of course, the relinquishment of fear is a huge part of this, because your trust by this point is so great that you know that whatever is happening outside has a divine purpose.
Mm-hmm. But I think it is important to clarify for our listeners who have not maybe are not familiar with Course in Miracles as much as you and Susan, that even though you're using the language of Christian language of the Holy Spirit and Jesus, the meaning of that is different than in the traditional religion.
Oh yeah, it's got nothing to do with religion, which was grabbed by man, essentially grabbed by the ego, and then made into a form of idolatry for itself. What we're talking about is purely the teachings, which when you look past the form being the Christian language and look into the content, then what you find is that it's no different than many of the Eastern philosophies, specifically the Advaita stuff. It's the same thing. It's a study in non-duality. There is only one of us in the room. There is only God and we are a part of it. There is only the divine and we are a part of that. There is only the source and we are a part of that.
Mm-hmm. So Thomas, my name is Susan.
Good day, Susan.
And good day. I wanted to perhaps touch on a couple of things that I have groups here that I facilitate, and some of the questions that come up are pretty common. And as I'm listening to you, I'm hearing the questions that I typically hear from my students, and I would like to address those questions to you if I could, so that anyone listening who is a course student can perhaps hear your take on it, your interpretation. I want to go back to God, if you don't mind. From a Christian standpoint and from a religious standpoint, there's so much controversy about God. What is God?
Yeah.
Where is God? Is God up there somewhere? Is God in me? Is God in the leaves, in the trees, in the animals, and so on? Perhaps could you touch on what would be the nature of God?
Okay. Well, I think I'd like to answer that in two ways, right? One is by saying the nature of God is love, which can't help but give of itself. That's all it wants to do. It's not looking at anything else but to give. That's it. The second part, I think, to me, is more important, the second part of the answer to this, okay? Because, you see, it's only the ego that wants to know these intellectual sort of answers. At the end of the day, at the practical level, and this is what I say at all our workshops to all the students, and they go, oh, that's so true, which is that I say to them, I say, look, you see, the ego wants to do anything but surrender. And so what it does is it says, please explain the separation to me. Please explain what God is. Please explain this, that, the other thing. They all become intellectual exercises that actually impede what needs to be done. And the only thing that needs to be done is to undo, as Jesus says in A Course in Miracles, the one block to the presence of love's awareness, which is the ego. And the ego resides in a body with a brain, right? It uses this to tell us this is who we are. We're limited to this, as opposed to us being unlimited and an expression of just pure love, an expression of creativity. An ability to see the oneness in everything, whether it's in the nature or in our fellow human being. It's the ability to overlook error, to overlook everything there and see the nature that the Christ, if you like, the energy that's there, the oneness that's there, that's in everything. So I think it's a two-part thing that, you know, it can become an intellectual exercise. And that's not what my understanding of A Course in Miracles is. My understanding of A Course in Miracles is that it is about the development of trust, which is about us foregoing our individual will, which is apart from God's will. Well, what's God's will? Love.
Then, Thomas, I would add to that what I'm hearing and what perhaps others might hear is that the God that the Course talks about, and the God that perhaps is in the Bible or that the Bible talks about might have some conflict.
Maybe. I'm not interested in it. You know what I mean? Because, you see, each to his path. Each person to his path. No discipline needs to be defended at all. So I would say, you know, whoever is listening to whatever and has views on certain things and might be into this or that or whatever they're into, the key message is you can't make a mistake. It doesn't matter what path, where you're at, because it's all divine. As Jesus says in the Course, you know, the curriculum is set. It's up to us to take our own time because we have chosen our free will. So we can take our time. But in the end, the curriculum is set. And what is the curriculum? The curriculum is to get home. What's home? To get to that place of oneness. How do we do it? Any way you want to.
And any path, I understand. One of the things that I've heard many people speak of from a Course perspective is that the Course is a path and not the path.
Yeah.
That there are many, many paths.
Isn't that wonderful?
And when one gives one's diligence and vigilance, or let's say becomes a devotee of whichever path I'm choosing that I will find that enlightenment.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
I love that, you know. I really love that because that's so anti-dogmatic.
So, I have one more question for you because it's a burning question that again comes up. It's one at the top of the list, is the role of meditation in practicing A Course in Miracles.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on meditation and the Course?
Yes. The question, you see, meditation is again a form, right?
Right.
And there are many forms. And the unfortunate thing that I see is that I have, you know, we have people that come to our workshops and say, I know meditation should be good. I can't meditate. And I said, so what happens then? I feel bad.
Right.
And I say, that's got nothing to do with love then. Mm-hmm. So it's just a...
I guess a long-distance call. That's what sometimes happened. We have 3 minutes left, and unfortunately we lost Thomas, so we're going to tell you when and how you can find out more information about upcoming workshop. Thomas is coming to Vancouver tomorrow. He's in Toronto right now. Tomorrow morning arriving in Vancouver, and he's going to be offering a lecture at Unity Vancouver tomorrow at 7:30 to 10 o'clock. So Unity Vancouver is located at 5840 Oak Street. And tickets are $35 plus GST, and there are going to be the fee that you pay, you're going to be reimbursed if you decide to take 2-day workshop with Thomas that is going to be offered in Victoria on August 8th and 9th, so following this upcoming weekend. Before we end, since we have Susan, another student and teacher of Course in Miracles, I'm sure everybody, first questions that everybody asks is, okay, are you going to teach me miracles? Really?
Yeah, you're right. I get many phone calls. People read the ads in the paper or on the internet and say, oh, you teach miracles. I'm interested in that because perhaps a relative or loved one is ill and so on. Yes, it's a very common question.
So do you?
No.
So how come the book is called Course in Miracles?
Well, it's called A Course in Miracles for a very good reason. It is a course. It's a very internalized and individual inner course, something that an individual would take on and study. I also get asked, do I need to be in a group? Do I need to go to a meeting? Do I need somebody else? And Jesus tells us in the course that it's very, very internal and personal. And I've done that myself. I've taken the course, read it, studied it, pondered it by myself for many years. Didn't really know there was anybody else out there teaching it or helping. But a group often just answers some questions. It gives support to the individual that you're not the only one that's struggling through it or perhaps has questions. So I don't think Jesus would ever say don't go to a group, like I don't think he'd ever say don't meditate, but if it's beneficial to you as an individual, by all means do what you need to do to be happy.
Mm-hmm. And Thomas talked so much about ego as being this one thing that we have to either get rid of or that one thing that is preventing us from experiencing paradise, as he called it. Is there a room for ego?
Absolutely. I don't think the idea here is to get rid of the ego or to kill the ego, but rather to envelop it, to bring it to the light with us.
Mm-hmm.
It is who we are here in this place, in this world. To throw it away would be like what we do with everything else in form in this world. We eventually kill it or get rid of it. The idea is not to do that, is to embrace it, to love it, to see it as a small child who's very fearful.
Well, thank you, Susan, and thank you, Thomas. Again, he is offering a workshop in Victoria on August 8 and 9, and before that, tomorrow, Thursday, he's offering a lecture at Unity Vancouver at 5840 Oak Street from 7:30 to 10. Tickets are only $35 plus GST, reimbursed if you take the workshop. More information about the workshop and his work can be found on consciouslivingradio.org. Thank you again for listening, and I'm inviting you, this is Andrew Resmer, I'm inviting you to listen to our show again next week from 6 to 7 p.m.
Just be, let it come easy, just be kind, just be heart, feel your spark, love will take you far.
You have been listening to Conscious Living Radio, a program that explores frontiers of consciousness, spirituality, personal growth, the emerging paradigms in psychology, health, science, and innovative philosophies that reflect a commitment to the advancement of individual, social, and global transformation. Tune in every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. to Co-op Radio 102.7 FM. For information about our past and future programming and free downloads of shows, go to consciouslivingradio.org.
Anywhere, just take it in air. Just let go, just be free, just be, let it come easy, just be kind, just be hot, feel your spark, love will take you far. In my way, it's just me getting in my way. When I feel anxiety and I struggle to breathe, when I feel overwhelmed and paralyzed, life screams at me, stop, shift the way of thinking. I feel I'm spinning in circles, not getting anywhere, just taking it air. Just let go, be free, just be, let it come easy, just be kind, just be hot, feel your spark, love will take you far, you're perfect as you are, like a newborn child, you are made of love, in this moment we celebrate. So beautiful, so beautiful. I feel I'm spinning in circles, not getting anywhere, just taking in air, taking in air, taking in air. Just let go, just be free, just be. Just be, let it come easy. Just be kind, just be hot. Feel your spark, love will take you far. Just let go, just be free, just be.